What does it mean to be a disciple? Hi, I'm Jordan Sullivan, the minister of music here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and we're in a series looking at how we can be committed disciples of Jesus Christ by following His Great Commission together as a church family. Our prayer is that in this season you will find greater communion with God, greater community with your fellow disciples, and greater commitment to Jesus' Great Commission. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 42 of A Disciple of Christ, a season of commitment. Today's devotion is titled, Come to Jesus. Dietrich Bonhoeffer once wrote, "Only the person who follows the command of Jesus single-mindedly and unresistingly lets his yoke rest upon him finds his burden easy, and under its gentle pressure receives the power to persevere in the right way. The command of Jesus is hard for those who try to resist it, but for those who willingly submit, the yoke is easy and the burden is light." Our text for today is from Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 through 30. At that time, Jesus declared, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Matthew 11, 25 through 27 highlights the divine revelation and unique relationship between Jesus and the Father. Directly after Jesus' rebuke of the unbelieving Jews in Matthew 11, 16 through 19, he expresses gratitude that God would reveal profound truths to the lowly and keep things hidden from those who think they are wise and learned. This reflects a common theme in the Gospel of Matthew, emphasizing that the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven are accessible to those who approach God with childlike faith and humility. It illustrates God's heart for the ordinary and the meek over the proud and self-sufficient. The significance of this passage is further underscored by Jesus' declaration that all things have been handed over to him by the Father. This statement affirms Jesus' authority and his unique position in the Godhead. It signifies that he has been given the authority to reveal God's will and character to humanity. The intimate relationship between Jesus and the Father emphasizes that knowing Jesus is essential for understanding God. In verse 27, Jesus emphasizes that no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. This highlights the exclusivity of the relationship between the Father and the Son, while also inviting believers into that relationship. It is an invitation to enter a deep, personal understanding of God through the revelation given by Christ. This passage not only reassures believers of his authority and role as a revealer of God, but also emphasizes the importance of approaching God with humility and trust, allowing for a profound relationship grounded in love and revelation. The invitation found in Matthew 11, 28 through 30 follows this theme of revelation and God's approachability. Jesus, as the mediator between God and humanity, invites all who are weary and burdened to come to him for rest, indicating his compassionate nature and readiness to care for those in need. Jesus uses the analogy of oxen yoked together to teach three vital truths about a personal relationship with God. First, we can't live the Christian life in our own strength. Jesus said in verse 28, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." The word labor means to work to the point of utter exhaustion. The term heavy laden pictures an unbearable load that has been placed on someone in the past. We will wear ourselves out trying to carry the weight of our own sin into the future. It's frustrating and wearisome because it's not possible. That's why the second lesson is that Jesus can carry the load of all our sins. Jesus states in verse 29, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." A yoke is a heavy wooden harness that fits over the shoulders of an ox or oxen. It was designed for two animals to be joined together to carry a load. Typically, a trained ox with the strength and experience to pull heavy loads was paired with an unschooled ox that couldn't carry a load on its own. When the untrained ox was yoked up with the seasoned one, all the young oxen had to do was not resist the connection of the yoke. His job was simply to stay attached to the ox that could carry the weight. This is a perfect picture of Jesus and the believer. You and I cannot carry the load of sin. Christ paid the price for all our sins at the cross. He is the schooled, perfect Savior that we team up with so that our sin is atoned for and we walk freely into the future of all that God has in store. When we walk with Jesus, stop trying so hard, and begin trusting him more, we will find rest for our weary souls. The third lesson results from the truths behind the previous two. We can find freedom in our relationship with Jesus. Christ concludes with these wonderful words, "For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Rather than picture the yoke as a burden, it is instead a blessing. Being attached to Jesus releases our burden. Our walk becomes easier when we stop attempting the impossible and instead live beneath the power and work of our Savior. That is why Jesus offers the greatest invitation in verse 28. Come to me. Some questions to consider. In what ways have you grown weary trying to be religious? How is Jesus' yoke easy and his burden light? And finally, what are your thoughts on the following quote by Edwin Lewis Cole? "The yoke you wear determines the burden you bear." Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.